Tangent!
Here's the thing. At some point, someone had George Orwell's cum on them.
What?
Somebody. I don't know who.
Well, yeah, no, like, inevitably,
like,
you're right.
Somebody had George Orwell's cum on them.
Once upon a time.
Maybe he could have not come, like, I think back in the day, they didn't come on women and just disrespect them. Like, nowadays, it's just like, oh, where are you going to finish? It's like, oh, on your face. And it's
No,
disrespectful.
It's always been that way.
That is the way it is. Roman times, they finished on their wives' faces.
Cavemen finished on their wives' faces.
They didn't. How? What is the research behind this? No, they didn't.
Why do we do it now? Why would we ever do that? It's just the way it is. That's just what happens.
Besides inside your reproductive organs, the best place I like to come is on your face. That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, also her tits and her back.
No, and that's not
like the
that's
floor.
Nothing is as popular.
First
as the
side
face.
Of the bed.
The only thing more popular than the face is the vagina for coming on.
No, I'm gonna say of the wheel of semen, the larger portion is lost into t-shirts and socks. Okay, and then the second largest portion is onto her side of the bed.
Oh.
And then the third just largest portion.
Like she just dodges it?
No, like you pull out.
And you just shoot it right onto the sheets.
You're not going to shoot it on your side of the bed.
Oh!
Who the fuck purposely sleeps in the wet spot?
And what, and then she sleeps on that side?
Well, if you have to make a choice.
That's disgusting. That's so gross.
Hold on.
If you're in the center of the bed? Do you aim it? That's just disrespectful.
Exactly.
Hold on.
This is the scenario. You are in the center of the bed. This is a doggy situation.
Uh-huh.
All right. You are going to town. The moment of bliss is taking you over. And she goes, don't forget to pull out. And in that moment you pull out, you realize left or right.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep on the left.
Yeah.
Oh, it's taking me over.
You don't think that most guys take the hit and just do it right into their hand?
No. Oh, wait, you know what? Hold on. Revision.
You think most guys are like, oh, I'm just going to aim my body. You got two perfectly good hands. You just block.
Into the hand? No, the
into
belly. The belly. Their own belly.
Ugh, gross. No. Stop it. Don't even say come on a belly. That's just gross. I don't even like those words mushed together.
Okay, so it's socks and an old t-shirt, and then it's like her side of the bed, and then it's like the hand. Then it's like face and boobs and back.
Okay.
And then it's vagina.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening pleasure, we are proud to bring you a rerun sketch from a previous season of Random Bush. Enjoy.
Hey friends, Sam here.
And Sal.
Now, are you sick and tired of having dry, firm, boring old boxes? Well, over here at Sam and Sal Slugwell Soggy Boxes. Hi, I'm Sam Slugwell.
I'm Sal.
We got a box that won't hold any of your shit. Want to walk for a couple feet with a box in your hands and not have that box smear all over your hands? Well, then you better not buy a box here. Our boxes are as soggy as Grandma Slugwell's uncooked cookies. Sweet salmonella.
That's what they used to call me back in school.
We got 5 boxes in 5 different flavors. We got all the classics. Dog piss, cat piss, bum piss, garbage juice, and now for a limited time, placenta.
As per State Board of Regulations, placenta will not be shipped to Utah, Washington, or Maine.
So come on down to the Giant Soggy Box, located a quarter mile down 5th Avenue from the Waffle House, between the abandoned shoe warehouse and that old green dumpster where they found that half-eaten hobo.
I didn't eat that hobo!
Now nobody said that you did, Sal.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just saying that our boxes are the weakest in all the county. They're used boxes.
Used by me. This one here's my girlfriend.
Now, Sal's girlfriend's not for sale.
Oh, thanks, Sam.
You're welcome there, baby brother. So come on down and get yourself a soggy-ass box. I promise you, if it ain't the soggiest box you've ever tried holding, well, then we're just going to have to smash your uppity college-going entitled kneecaps with a tire iron.
I'll hit him myself.
Oh, now just calm down
there,
Sal.
No, I'll do it, Sam.
Come on, Sal.
Just hand me the
crowbar. Sal, you need to just calm down. You know what? I'm going to have to go and get the helmet. If you keep talking like this, I'm going to go and get the helmet. Put it on your head. I'm
going to
put it on your head, Sal.
Sal,
I'm going to go put the helmet on your head. Put the helmet on your head. What am I going to do? I'm going to put it on your head. Okay. Calm down there, baby brother. Calm down. We're just talking about soggy boxes.
I like soggy boxes. Boxes.
Me too! And I'm sorry, folks, we just get so excited about soggy boxes over here at Sam and Sal Soggy Boxes, and that's what makes them so damn soggy! So come on down to Sam and Sal Soggy Box, Box Soggy Box, Box of Sog, Soggy Box of Yeah!
Sam and Sal Soggy Boxes.
Why is this wet?
Wild Tangent!